This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said unprecedented work for women welfare has been done in the last 10 years to make them prosperous. Responding on a social media post of Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, the Prime Minister said educational, social, economic and political empowerment of women has been ensured so that women in the country can move ahead. The BJP Central Election Committee meeting is scheduled to take place in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior party leaders will attend the meeting at the party headquarters. The meeting is expected to finalize the name of the candidates for the upcoming Haryana Assembly polls. Meanwhile, a meeting of BJP's Haryana Core Committee was held in New Delhi this afternoon. The meeting, which took place at Mr. Nadda's residence, was attended by Union Ministers Amit Shah and Dharmendra Pradhan and senior party leaders, among others. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan planted saplings today at the Indian Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi as part of the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. He announced that the ministry plans to establish a Matri Van on about 1 acre of land. During the event, Chauhan said over 800 institutions under the ministry will be participating, with around 4,000 saplings set to be planted. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval arrived in Colombo on a two-day visit. Media reports state that Mr. Doval is scheduled to review deliberations of the Colombo Security Conclave, a regional initiative that began as a trilateral effort among India, Sri Lanka and the Maldives. The grouping aims to promote a safe, secure and stable Indian Ocean, which India is playing a steady leadership role. It has since expanded to include Mauritius and Bangladesh as members and the Seychelles as an observer. The 12th India-South Africa Navy Staff Talks took place in New Delhi to further strengthen Navy-to-Navy collaboration between the two nations. The two-day talks, which concluded yesterday, underscored mutual commitment to strengthening naval ties and operational synergy. The Ministry of Defence, in a statement, said the talks focused on several pivotal areas, including operational training at improving readiness and efficiency and the establishment of secure information exchange protocols between platforms. At least 3 terrorists were killed in 2 separate encounters in 2 different anti-infiltration operations along the line of control LOC in Jammu and Kashmir's Kupwara district. The encounter started after a joint operation was launched by security personnel in response to the suspected movement of the terrorists. Director General of Police of Jammu and Kashmir Police, R.R. Swen, told Akashwani News that 1 terrorist was killed in Tangdhar sector and 2 terrorists were gunned down in the March Hill sector. In Gujarat, relief and rescue operations are underway in full swing after floods wreaked havoc in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel today and took stock of the relief work in the flood-affected regions. He instructed the state administration to expedite sanitation and public health work in the flood-affected areas to restore normal life. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Saurashtra and Kutch today. Today is National Sports Day, the day celebrated on the 29th of August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of the legendary hockey player Major Dhyanchand. Extending his greetings on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government is committed to supporting sports and ensuring more youth are able to play and shine. In the US Open, Novak Djokovic has advanced to the third round, while his compatriot Laszlo Diere retired early in the third set. Djokovic was leading 6-4, 6-4, 2-0 before Diere retired at the Arthur Ashe Stadium. The world number 109, Laszlo Diere required a medical timeout to treat an injury after dropping the second set. Djokovic will face Australia's Alexei Popirin in round 3. The 24-time major winner has beaten Popirin all 3 times they have faced each other, including at 2 slams, Wimbledon and the Australian Open this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.